You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The next debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump happens this coming Sunday night. Senator Bernie Sanders is making several stops on Clinton's behalf today in Michigan. And he made some time to speak with Stateside. We sat down just before his rally at the University of Michigan campus. Senator, what's your message today to Michigan voters?
My message is get beyond personalities. Get to the real issues facing the middle class and working class of this country. And if you do so, what you will conclude, in my view, is that Donald Trump would be a disaster as president and that on issue after issue, Hillary Clinton's position is progressive and will work for working families and the middle class.
When we wake up November 9th, no matter who wins, then what? How do we as a nation and our next president handle all this anger that's been stirred up during this campaign?
Well, I think one of the candidates is helping to stir up that anger. Look, people in America, in our democracy, can have different points of view. But no candidate for president should be running his campaign based on bigotry, based on insulting women, based on trying to divide us up if we're Muslims or whether we're Latinos, based on trying to tell the American people that our president, the first African-American president in our history, somehow was not a legitimate president. That's not how you run a campaign. You run a campaign based on the needs of the American people and your ideas on how to improve life for the American people. I think if people take a look at what Secretary Clinton is saying, making public colleges and universities tuition-free, raising the minimum wage, pay equity for women, rebuilding our infrastructure, expanding health care, on issue after issue, there really is no choice. She is far and away the superior candidate.
But that day after, even if she's the winner, no matter who's the winner, we've got a stirred up, angry nation.
We do. And I think what we have to do is to understand why people are angry. And I'll tell you why people are angry. There are good reasons to be angry. If I was out there today working longer hours for lower wages, if I could not afford to send my kids to college, and I could not afford health care, and I see almost all of the new income and wealth in this country going to the top 1%. You know what? I'm angry, and I have a right to be angry. So what we have to do is channel that anger in a productive way to create an economy that works for the middle class and working families. Getting angry at my neighbors doesn't help. Getting angry at Wall Street and starting to break up these huge financial institutions whose greed has caused so much harm to our problem, that's what we got to do.
And that anger has taken you and Donald Trump as outsider candidates and made you central to this campaign. What do you think this campaign cycle may do to change our electoral process, our political process?
Well, one thing I surely hope it will do, and Secretary Clinton has been very strong on this, and I want everybody to know this. In my view, we are moving toward an oligarchic form of society where a handful of billionaires are controlling not only our economy but our political life. What Clinton believes, and I believe, is that we have got to overturn this disastrous Citizens United Supreme Court decision. And what we're seeing right now, all over this country, are billionaires like the Koch brothers, Sheldon Adelson, and others literally buying elections. Now, you and I may disagree on an issue, but I hope we can agree that one person, one vote is what American democracy is. It's not about people with huge sums of money buying elections.
Do you think the two major parties can make a course adjustment to become more relevant to their bases?
Well, that's a good question. And I think that for too long, the United States Congress and the White House has been very separated from where the American people are. Now, in my view, and I think the facts are pretty clear, we have made good economic progress over the last 8 years. The automobile industry is a hell of a lot better today than it was 8 years ago. When Bush left office, we were losing 800,000 jobs a month. We're now gaining a few hundred thousand jobs a month. But, and here is the big but, despite those gains, there's no question that tens of millions of Americans are really hurting. They can't afford child care. They can't afford health care. They can't afford college education. They can't afford their prescription drugs because the drug companies are ripping us off. They're losing their jobs, going to Mexico, going to China. We got real problems. And what the political parties have got to do is start addressing the problems of the working class and the middle class of this country rather than hustling money from billionaires.
What do you most fear about a Trump presidency?
I fear that this country will be increasingly divided up in terms of bigotry, that Americans will be lashing out at other Americans because of where they came from or their religion or whether they're a woman or whatnot. Our job, I think Secretary Clinton understands this, is to bring our people together to address the real problems facing our country, not to divide us up. That's the difference.
Senator Bernie Sanders, thank you for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you very much.